more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. Peter Greenberg here with you on this September weekend, coming to you from the Carneros Resort in Napa Valley, California. You can always reach me. You know the drill. Email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones out in Northbrook, Illinois. I've got Carol on the phone. Hey, Carol.
Hi there.
How can I help
you? Good morning. Well, I would like to renew our passports, which are expiring, and I understand that people who have sent them to the post office are waiting 4 and 5 months, and I'm hesitant to give it my passport up for that long. I'm willing to pay for expedited service. I don't have a date that I will be taking my next trip, but do you have a reliable company to recommend?
Well, let's talk about, first of all, the wait times. You know, during the past summer, the wait times are not 4 and 5 months. That was what was going on in 2021 and 2022. The wait times this summer were like more like 12 weeks. And you could have ordered what the passport agencies were calling expedited service. That would have gotten about 2 weeks shaved off of that, so about 10 weeks. That's still not an acceptable time. I would never want to be without my passport that long, even if I had no plans to go anywhere, and neither do you. You said it yourself already. So what you want to do is two things. One, when you make the application, and by the way, going to a passport agency, the appointments are very difficult to get, and they will only take it by appointments. You can't just drop in. So yes, there are expedited services out there. I have to warn you, they tend to be expensive, but here's the good news. You don't need to have it within 24 hours, correct?
No.
Good. So there are a number of services I like. The one thing I would also recommend that you do, Carol, is when applying for, are you renewing a passport, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So when you renew it, make sure you tell whoever's renewing that passport that you want the bigger passport, meaning the one with about 52 pages, not the one with 28 pages. It doesn't cost you any more money, but the reason why you want that is because in the old days, if you were a big traveler and you exceeded the number of pages, you could go to any U.S. consulate and they'd actually insert additional pages for free. They don't do that anymore. So even though the passport has a 10-year validity, if you run out of pages, you got to get a new passport. So protect yourself with one that's got more pages. That's number one. Number two, there's one service I happen to like. It's called It's Easy. They're in New York, and you can find them online. Or you can call them on the phone. They will walk you through what you need to do. You will FedEx your passport to them, and they will turn it around very quickly.
Well, you've answered my question, and I thank you very much.
You got it, Carol, and thanks for calling.
Have a pleasant fall. And keep giving us travel notes. I enjoy it.
Take care now. Thanks, Carol.
Bye-bye now.
And let's go right back out to the phones out in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I got Tony on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Mr. Greenberg. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. How can I help you?
My question is this. My son is about to turn 25 in January, the 5th of January, in fact, and he wants to go to Vegas to celebrate his birthday. And I was wondering, when's the best time to start thinking about booking a flight? And what hotel might give him the best bang for his buck?
Well, can I ask a couple of questions here? Number one, is he going by himself?
No, he's actually going to meet two friends from Arizona out there.
All right. And you've seen all the movies about Las Vegas, haven't you?
I have. In fact, I've been there myself.
All right. So basically, this is going to be Hangover Part 4?
I'm hoping not that bad, but, you know, he's planning on going to see the Iron Chef as well.
Yeah, but he's turning 21. He'll be at the bar. We know this. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So let's take a look at dates first. The good news is, there are 2 weeks in the world every year that the travel agency business and the travel industry calls the dead weeks. It's the week immediately following Thanksgiving because people are recovering from their dysfunctional family get-together, and it's the week following New Year's, which means January 5th is actually a sweet spot because nobody's traveling between January 5th and the 12th. So the fares are going to drop precipitously. He lucked out just because it's his birthday. So what you want to do is about 30 days out, right? Maybe even 34 days out. So
okay.
You know, right around the beginning of December, that's when you look online and get some good airfares.
Okay.
So, but now, but wait, there's another question. How long will he be there? He's going on what day is he flying? The 4th?
He's leaving the 4th and he wants to stay to the 8th.
All right. Well, hopefully one of those days is a Saturday night. And if it is, he'll be fine.
Good.
Now, that's number one. As far as hotels are concerned, it's the same thing. Las Vegas is jamming through New Year's. And that first week of January is pretty dead. So you have hundreds of thousands of hotel rooms to choose from. This is one he can just go online and get the best deal. But one more word of advice. It's not just the hotel rate you got to worry about. It's the mandatory resort fee they're going to charge and some other extras. So help him walk through that so he's not getting hosed for things he doesn't need.
Correct.
Okay?
Okay. One last thing.
Yeah.
The reservation for Morioto's, should we make it online ourselves now or should we go through the concierge?
Well, if he knows where he wants to go for Iron Chef, you might as well make it now directly for the restaurant. You know, this is what I always get crazy about. If you want to have a conversation at a restaurant and meet the people, why wouldn't you have a conversation to make the reservation? The answer
Correct.
Is you know what to do. All right?
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
You got it, Tony. We really appreciate that. Stick with us, everybody.
All right, have a good day.
You got it. Stick with us, everybody. We'll be back with more from the Carneros Resort here in Napa Valley as Ion Travel continues right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Ion Travel will be right back.